How offensive is it to urinate in the street? In Parliament, the Lib Dem MP Stephen Gilbert praised the zero tolerance that police at Newquay in Cornwall show towards drunks and yobbish behaviour. But he said it would be even better if peeing in the street was an offence rather than something dealt with under bylaws. He asked the government to act.
The Minister made reference to the success of the Newquay partnership in tackling alcohol-related disorder. That partnership would be hugely more successful if there was a specific offence of urinating in the streets. Will the government consider an introduction of that offence?
Well, there we are. The Home Office says it'll look into it. But should urinating in the street really be an offence, or are we all getting a little too stressed out over a quick leak down an alleyway? Graham Swain is a broadcaster and journalist. Hello, Graham.
Hi, Tony.
Good to speak to you, Graham. And William Hanson is an etiquette expert. Hello, William.
Good evening, Tony.
I wonder which side of the debate you're on, William.
Well, yes, it's not really hard to guess which side I'm on.
Which side are you on, just for the record?
I'm on the against.
Yeah, why? Why?
Well, I mean, it's bizarre that you're even asking me why, Tony, because I'm just for decency, and you don't... To urinate in public is just...
But you just heard about David. He's been in traffic for 2 or 3 hours. He's 75. He needed to go.
Well, that's not really... I'm not really bothered. He should have pulled over. Or you can
he
buy
did.
You can buy things for the car. You know, porta-potties and things, or shiwis if you're a lady. You should have used one of those, not done it in the middle of public.
Graham Swain, what do you make of that? Is William right? Do you need a porta-potty if you're setting out on a long journey?
Well, we've all used plastic bottles in our time when it's not the appropriate place. But, you know, the problem is it's a cart and the horse syndrome. It's all very well having legislation that you can't pee in public, but, you know, all the public toilets are disappearing. You can't go anywhere, and that's the problem.
Mm. Well, you're supposed to be able nowadays, aren't you, in major towns, I guess, and cities, to be able to use shops. When councils close public toilets down, they say they get the agreement of various high street shops for the public to go and use the loo.
The old, the Miscellaneous Act of 1976, where they can compel places to do it, but most councils don't bother doing it. And the problem is, most shops aren't made aware of it. Have you tried doing it, Tony?
I'd feel a bit uncomfortable actually going in a shop asking if I could have a wee anyway.
Most people
are embarrassed
if they're not actually buying something in the shop. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is here, if they make it a criminal offence, can you imagine lots of enforcement officers out with cameras taking pictures of the people having a wee late at night?
Mm.
I mean, it'd be wonderful, wouldn't
it? Well, it is covered under local bylaws. I mean, according to a fact here, it says at one time in the UK, it was legal for a man to urinate in public as long as it occurred on the rear wheel of his vehicle and he had his right hand on the vehicle at the time.
That is absolutely right. And
yeah.
That goes back to about 1936, I do believe, the Act was. And it's been amended over the years. And actually, in fact, that Act is still in existence.
Well, it's better than having both hands on the vehicle, because that'd be very difficult, wouldn't it?
But I mean, the French do it with gay abandon, don't they?
Well, do they?
You drive down any road in France, they still stand merrily by the side of the road. The thing is, they have started putting these open urinals in major cities now, haven't they?
Mm.
Like Bird Bath. Have you seen
them? They're awful.
Well, I've used them at rock concerts, but and they're pretty much open to the public because women will be going to enclosed toilets behind
them, don't they? Like a drunken Arctic lorry. They're quite funny with their tottering stilettos going into those.
I mean, William Hanson, we all have to do it. Should we be that snobbish about it?
Well, I think what a lot of people need is they need better bladder control. So, for example, someone put it to me earlier that if you're, you finish your evening in the pub or the restaurant, wherever you've been, and you're walking home as opposed to taking the car, and you're on your walk home and you think, oh, I need to go to the loo, you just go to the loo. No, you think as you're finishing your drink in the pub or the hotel, do I need to go to the loo now? Oh, I think I might. So you go then. And when you get home, you then go to the loo again. And you control your bladder.
I think what we need is someone like you to remind us in the pub, perhaps, before we all leave, William.
Well, maybe I should be the face of a new poster campaign.
You know what? I'm having a laugh about this. But you know what? If I've got young kids and I see... And I have done, by the way. I've been driving on the motorway, for example, and you see a football coach pulled over to one side with 30 blokes having a wee against it. Now, that's not clever, is it, Graham, if you've got young kids?
No, I agree, but there's no need for that. The coach can do pits. Dogs like anyone else. I don't think we're really talking. I agree with that. That's inappropriate, and there's no need for that. The point I'm trying to say is, I mean, where this problem is coming from on Friday and Saturday nights in most major conurbations, that's what we're really talking about, isn't it?
Mm.
The odd wander up an alley is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about all the drunken totties all over the towns peeing with gay abandon everywhere because they're not even thinking, they're not even sober, they aren't even conscious, basically. But why don't the councils wheel in some honey wagons for the night and provide them? They know it's going to happen, so, you know, they can't put the cart before the horse and say it's an offence without providing facilities.
Well, and that's true, isn't it, William Hanson? Because, as we all know from experience, if you've got to go, you've got to go, and if the council have shut all the loos, then you've not much choice.
Well, yes, and there are some people that I know whose bladder control isn't brilliant, but they will know where all the nearest public lavatories are. And
not
indeed,
after midnight, William.
Sorry?
Not after midnight. You try and find a public toilet open after...
Well, what are you
after
doing after midnight? You should be in bed.
People do go out when it's dark, William. Trust me.
Well, I mean, this is late for me now.
Well, I'm sure it is, my dear boy, but I mean, a lot of young kids and young children will go out and enjoy themselves with gay abandon. That's what it's about. They
and it's because they're, well, I mean, not that we're going to get on the alcohol argument here, but they're drinking too much, which is why they need to go to the loo all the time. So perhaps if they stop drinking too much, it would do much better for all the other problems we have to do with
do
drink,
think?
And they wouldn't need to go to the loo quite
but it is the chicken and egg syndrome. We know it's going to happen. You can't say it shouldn't happen. We've got to accept the fact it happens. If it happens, provide the facilities to stop it. Bring in some happy houses, as they call them in Cambodia. Bring the happy houses in so everybody's happy.
Okay, well, let's just have a quick text before we get to midnight.
Nick says, in Guildford, there's a urinal that comes up out of the ground late at night. This is a busy street between clubs and the taxi rank. It's in full view, visible from CCTV. The alleyway still seems to be preferred by most. And anonymously, it's Charlie from Romford, got fined £50 for having a wee down a drain on a raining night behind bins out of view. Police told me that if I went on a tree, it wouldn't have mattered. So frustrating and petty.
Okay, listen, Graham and William, we're going to have to take a break. Thank you very much indeed. I hesitate to say a comfort break. If you've got any views on that, let us know. Perhaps you've been fined. 85058. Perhaps you thought it was already against the law and you're surprised. Let me know. You're listening to Tony Livesey on 5 Live.